Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Kennedy?
Yes.
Dan?
Also yes.
Welcome to the Unfiltered After Show podcast. Everything seems to be working just fine. We each bring one topic to discuss. The others on the show don't have any idea what each of us is going to bring, and we talk. That's it. What you got, Kennedy? Do you want me to close those blinds? They're right in your face.
Just a little.
You look angelic, though, with the lighting.
It's good to have the sun. Mm-hmm. I don't like to make the sun go totally away.
Mm-hmm. You look like you had an Instagram filter.
So I just kind of, you know, we're getting near the end of the year and people put together all the lists. So I was kind of compiling some of the biggest pop culture stories of 2022 to see if you remember them all. So let's see here. The Julia Fox of it all. The woman who dated Kanye West for about 3 weeks and became so famous.
She made a lot of money.
That she, you know, would appear getting groceries while wearing jeans that look like a shirt or a shirt that looks like pants or something like this. Mm-hmm. And she became quite famous. And never quite understand that.
BuzzFeed will still do articles about her. Like, Julia Fox stepped out wearing this. And I was like, but who cares?
So many people care. She's hugely famous now.
It's a great career move for her.
See,
Is she hugely famous? I think she's famous to us because we talked about it. I think if you ask 10 people on the street who Julia Fox is, might know.
Well, I think for a certain group of people.
She got some good brand deals out of it for sure.
The Try Guys scandal. One of them had an affair and now they're the Try Guys no more. And the whole thing imploded and blew up and that was that and that was all.
Well, there's one less Try Guy.
The whole Ezra Miller scandal that's still going on that nobody really knows what's happening with. That is a wild, wild thing.
Yeah, so that's the guy that plays The Flash and there was some stuff happening.
And they're going to release The Flash. I can't believe it.
There was some stuff that happened in Hawaii. It was drunk and disorderly. And then Connecticut and Vermont.
Yeah.
You know, they were worried about him keeping people hostage. And
he had a house full of guns and bullets.
Yeah.
There were several incidences.
He's still out there.
One or two.
BTS breaking up so they could go do military service.
Mm-hmm. Well, they didn't break up technically. They are still together.
Well, you know what I mean. Mm-hmm.
Taking a hiatus. Sorry, a computer crashed in the middle of talking about BTS. We are back.
Nobody would have known.
Well, yeah, because it would have sounded weird. There was a weird edit in there. So, yeah, the computer crashed while we were talking about BTS, but we've got it back up and operational.
BTS Army doesn't play.
That's it.
Let's see, the Don't Worry Darling drama, just everything that surrounded that.
Hot garbage movie that people seem to like.
Well, it wasn't about the movie.
Yeah.
Nobody even gave a shit about the movie.
I don't care at all about the movie, but the drama.
You know, the Harry Styles of it all, the Florence Pugh not showing up to red carpets.
Her trying to call out Shia LaBeouf and then him having videos like, bitch.
Yes, her saying that Jason Sudeikis served her at a thing and he didn't. It was a whole thing. So much.
What's your take on her, Kennedy? You think she's a good person?
I don't think so.
Yeah.
I just feel like so many people have come out and said things, and they're all saying the same thing.
Yeah,
you know?
I kind of agree.
The slap at the Oscars with Will Smith.
No one will forget that.
It was a very good year for Pete Davidson. From Kim Kardashian to Emrata, like, he is living the life.
I mean, I'm simultaneously proud and jealous.
Lea Michele going from America's Most Hated Person to now the woman who has saved Broadway with Funny Girl.
Mm-hmm. How is it doing? Is it doing really well?
It's saving Broadway. And when I say that, I'm not even kidding.
Yeah, she's that good in the role.
I was out to lunch yesterday with a friend of mine who has, she's been a producer on Broadway. Mm-hmm. It's very tuned into that world. And she says, yes, because Broadway's not doing great right now like everything else. Mm-hmm. And that people are going to see her. Yes.
Right. And so how does that help Broadway in general? Because like when they go, they see more than one show, or they can't, do they go in thinking they're going to see that show and they can't get tickets and go see other shows?
All of those things.
Just all
yes.
of the influx of...
If people are actually going, if somebody's got a buzz going, mm-hmm. you know, you might not be able to get a ticket to that, but you could go to something else, you know, wait in line, see if you can get
rising
a ticket.
Rising tides lift all the boats.
I mean, I can only speak for myself, but when I would go to New York, we would make a weekend of it and see like two shows. So mm-hmm. maybe they're going to see Funny Girl and, oh, this one also is something. Mm-hmm. But yeah.
Gotcha.
The tickets are insane, though. We lost a few people. Leslie Jordan, Bob Saget, which was, you know, that one was wild.
Norm MacDonald.
Queen Elizabeth. Elon Musk buying Twitter, which has worked out well.
Was Betty White this year?
No.
She was New Year's Eve of last year, so she's right on the cusp. Mm.
The Inventing Anna stuff, that series on Netflix, I still can't get enough of that story.
Why are you so enamored with it?
Because it's just fascinating to me.
Well, you've watched it twice, though?
What's fascinating to me? I mean, I've been on this story since the woman put the article in Vanity Fair, like, or Town and Country. Like, just con artists in general fascinate me.
Interesting. I wonder why.
People's ability to
just bullshit their way into private jets.
To be someone else is fascinating to me, and how we all will fall for such things is fascinating.
Did you see they sentenced the guy? What's the woman's name with the blood scandal?
Oh, Elizabeth Holmes.
Right. They sentenced her boyfriend / CEO of the company this week.
Well, they haven't been boyfriend, girlfriend in a while.
I know, but...
She had a baby right before she went into prison, which I hate, but mm-hmm. that happened.
I think he got 12 or 13 years.
Yeah, they scammed a lot of people out of a lot of
money. Doesn't seem like a lot of years for how much money they got and all the lies.
I think you can't... It's hard to put apples to oranges, but mm-hmm. The Johnny Depp Amber Heard trial that we've just sat and watched hours and hours and hours of.
That mm-hmm. might have been the biggest thing of the year.
Yeah. Kim Kardashian and the Marilyn Monroe dress drama that mm-hmm. happened at the Met Gala.
Right.
Did her butt or did her butt not make some sequins fall off?
Mm-hmm.
J-Lo and Ben got married and we never thought that they would make it. And now they're the happiest couple ever. And Adam Levine's adultery scandal. Mm. All of those things. Big things that happened that I forgot completely about half of them.
Mm.
So anyway, that's what I got.
You guys know this has been going on behind the scenes today. And it's always weird when these kinds of things happen because we're at work and we're trying to just be professional and do the show and have fun. But behind the scenes, my wife had to rush my son to the emergency room this morning. And so I got a call from her about 7:00. And Barrett almost passed out. She was in taking a shower. Bear came upstairs, said he wasn't feeling well. And then he almost fell in the bathroom and passed out right in front of her. So she jumped out of the shower. We don't have another car. I have the only car. And she's like, what should I do? And, you know, I'm having there are the thoughts of being a dad. Like, am I supposed to rush out immediately and drive home and pick her? So, you know, I talked to her and she's like, he's okay now. He's laying down. I put a washcloth on his head. And he seems to be okay, but I'm going to take him to the emergency room. There's a lot going on. We've been talking about this on the show that
emergency rooms are full. Hospitals mm-hmm. are full.
Right.
There's a lot of sick people, a lot of sick kids.
Yep. Yeah. We don't have a sick call. That's what we called it when I was in the Army, sick call. I don't know. Is that what people don't call it that, do they? Sick call?
You go to the emergency room.
Is that like urgent care? I don't know what
Sick call, yeah. If you had a cold or you were in pain or something, you go to sick call. And that way you get a note to be off work for the day.
Oh.
But yeah, so she took him to we don't have an urgent care in Charlestown. We used to have one, but it's not open anymore. So then she was like, you know, do I go to this hospital? Do I go to Children's? And I always default to Children's Hospital.
100%.
Right?
100%.
If Children's is there, you go to Children's, even if it's an extra 10-minute drive.
100%.
So then we had to try and find her a car. We're texting people. And then she's like, you know, I'm just going to take an Uber. So she took the Uber over this morning. And then she starts texting me and my mother-in-law and my sister-in-law. So everybody's on the text chain this morning. And he's doing much better. But we have no idea what it is at this point. They did a bunch of tests. He doesn't have COVID.
He dehydrated?
I don't know.
What are the symptoms of that RSV thing that's going around?
So they don't think it's RSV. Might be flu.
The flu, they say, is real bad this time around.
Mm-hmm.
Did he get a flu shot?
Yes, I think he got a flu shot. So that is all happening right now. And
it's a lot.
It is a lot. And especially, we talked yesterday, I think it was yesterday on the podcast, about this last minute order that's going to be coming in from my wife over the next couple of days.
Oh, yeah.
You know, so this is the busiest time of year for her. And she's like, I can't get sick. I can't be sick. I have 300 hats to do today.
Mask up, boo.
You know.
Wash them hands.
Don't walk into that hospital without a mask on.
Yeah, they were both masked up. And then the same thing for us. We're in the middle of like a lot, and we have our concert on Saturday. I don't want to miss that. She doesn't want to miss that. Barrett's supposed to be going to that. So getting sick this time of the year is
I hope he's all right. Yeah. Poor Barrett. That's scary.
They're in the Uber on the way home.
Oh, good.
So what they do, they didn't have a diagnosis. They give them an IV and say, here's your copay?
Yeah, pretty much.
Because they don't want to keep you there if they don't need to because it's filled with germs.
Mm-hmm.
And they probably don't have anywhere to put them.
Doctor said their money was on the flu, but we'll know within 4 hours. COVID tested and blue tested. I don't know what that means.
She might have meant the RV, whatever.
Or the RSV. Yep.
Or maybe can you test for the flu? Because maybe by blue she meant flu.
Yeah, I think so. Maybe that's what she meant. I don't know. But so, yeah, that stuff is not fun.
Mask up in your house, please. Don't bring it here.
No, he's not allowed downstairs.
And bless his heart.
And keep that kid in quarantine. We got a concert.
And I'd mentioned that he might be on restriction right now, and he lost his device until Christmas. So poor kid's going to be like,
I don't even know when he has the device.
Has he ever had it?
Well, not he didn't. He never got back the Nintendo Switch, but he's had his computer to be able to watch. You know,
I swear.
It is a lot. It is a lot.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Producer Dan, what you got?
So I wanted to talk about the concert because, you know, we talk about it kind of on air a little bit, but we don't dive super in-depth on it. You know, it is this Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
Who are you excited to see? What are you excited about it? The interviews?
Yes.
The people? We sold out the MGM, which is crazy to me. Like, I'm just super excited about the whole thing.
So I will say there are a couple of things about this one that I'm super proud to be a part of. And the fact that we're selling a ticket, we've never sold a ticket before in our 14 years here. So this is the first time we've had it sold, ticketed.
We haven't sold a ticket in decades here at this radio station.
It was our brand for a long time.
And so it's always nerve-wracking when you do that. How will the show sell?
Sure.
And the fact that it sold out in 48 hours is just a testament to those of you that listen to the show and our bosses behind the scenes of getting the right lineup. You know, so I think that's super cool. Kennedy and I have done ticketed shows before coming to Boston, so it's a lot. We know what it's like behind the scenes trying to manage all of that.
Right.
It's just utter chaos when you have all those bands. And then it's a ticketed event. Like, when it's a free event and people complain, you can go, you get what you pay for. Like, you get what you get, and you don't get upset.
You got a free event. Be quiet.
Yes, exactly. So if an artist cancels, there's a change. We've had it happen. You know, Meghan Trainor was out. Rachel Platten stepped in.
Saved the day on
24 hours
notice.
Nobody really complains about a free ticket. But when it's a paid thing and it's open to all people, not just, you know, I think there's going to be people there that aren't necessarily fans of our show or Mix that are just fans of those artists.
Yep.
So they will be, you know, being exposed to us for the first time.
Right.
Which I think is great, too. I'm just excited about it. To be back doing big live events.
Yeah. We didn't have a holiday concert for a while, even before the pandemic. So it's super cool that that's back in general.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Do you have an artist you're most excited to see?
Dermot Kennedy. Yeah, I've never seen him you know, in concert. I've seen him here in studio, but I've never seen him play on stage, and he is just the real deal to me. But I mean, all of them are. Yeah. I really like all of these bands.
Yeah, I love seeing Andy Grammer. He lights up a place with his positivity and his. He just has such a good time, and he's always smiling. And I just don't think you can walk away feeling anything other than happy to be alive when he's around.
Mm-hmm. Andy is mine as well, for the same reasons you just said. I need that dose of positivity in my life. But I'm excited to see the venue.
Mm-hmm.
I've never been there. Everyone has raved about how good the venue is.
Yeah,
and Andy Grammer's band, to me, he's got it. It's along the same lines as Justin Timberlake. It's a really big band, and it's super funky.
I don't know if he's doing full band, though.
I thought I heard he was. Is he not? I think he's full band.
I don't want to. Acoustic duo is what it said.
Acoustic duo?
That's what it says.
Huh. Okay.
That's weird to me, but.
Yeah. Whatever.
There's reasons for everything.
Maybe take that part out.
Huh?
Maybe take that part out. Maybe
take what part out?
I don't know what I'm talking about. I'm just reading the paper.
Yeah, right, that's fine. Right. No, it's fine. Whatever.
I mean, we don't have all the answers here.
Yeah, no.
No, that's another thing. We don't. Like, I'm just waiting for them to tell me what to do.
And what time to be where.
And what time to be where.
I asked Sal yesterday. I was like, Sal, what time do you want me to show up? He's like, I have no idea. And I was like, all right, you let me know Saturday morning.
No, I've been getting texts and calls from people. They're like, hey, what time are you going to be there? What time should we be there? I'm like, I have no idea.
Who's? What do you mean, texting you what? What time doors open?
No, just some people that work like behind the scenes that we know that are going to be there. Mm-hmm. Mm. Yep.
And if you guys don't want to do this part on the air, you can just say skip it. But do you guys have like in your head with how many people are coming? Do you have like a toy number you're hoping for, or like an estimate you think's gonna we're shooting for the Deck the Hall Ball? Or do you want to keep that
so,
under wraps?
You know, I think there's about 4,000. People going to be there?
I think it's less because it's seated.
It's 4,000.
No, it's about 4,000.
Angelica told me differently the other day.
Did she?
She said because it's a seat. It's 2,500.
No,
I don't think that's right. Okay. I think she's off on that.
Okay.
I think it's 5,000 without
general admission?
Right, and no seats. But I think it's about 4,000. Between 35 and 4, I think is
gotcha.
What it is.
So that's... Great if more people are coming. That's more toys.
Yeah, so if we got somewhere like 1,000 would be awesome.
I think, yeah, if we got 1,000, I'll be happy. I'd love to see 2, but if we got 1,000, mm-hmm. I'd be really happy.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yeah.
People show up, though, so they always surprise me. Always every time. When I think you just couldn't get more betterer, they get betterer.
Do you have your outfit, Dan?
I am today. I'm going to go get a haircut and a shave for the event, and I'm going to hit some stores to see what I want to do.
Mm-hmm.
I don't really know. I'm not a huge outfit guy.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know what I'm going to do.
Where do you go shopping?
I might just get a very nice new Christmas sweater for the event.
Sure. You do like the mall?
Yeah, there's a Kohl's near me.
Oh, that's a good spot.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Reasonably priced.
Kohl's or Macy's, I would say, Dan.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think they have like holiday stuff?
Yeah,
this is perfect time.
Yeah.
You're going to pay a good price too. No,
at
seriously.
Kohl's? No. Mm. You'd be fine.
Yeah, that's what I mean. It's a good price. Yeah.
Okay, I get you.
Yeah. How about you, Kennedy?
Do I have an outfit?
Yeah.
I have 3.
So are you doing outfit changes while you're there with the 3 outfits?
No, I just don't know which one I'm going to wear yet.
Hmm.
I have to get shoes too.
Hmm. What are the 3 outfits? Can you give us a tease?
They're all suits. It's just a matter of will it be sparkly or will it be velvety. So we'll see.
I hope you sparkle, Kennedy.
Well, I'll sparkle no matter what.
Yeah, I ordered shoes specifically for this event.
That's the thing you ordered?
That's what I ordered. It was a pair of shoes. So I'm going to wear, I think what I'm going to do is just wear black pants because I have black pants and I like the way they look on me. And I don't know what I'm doing for a top. I haven't figured that out yet. If I'm doing something festive or what, I can't decide. Because obviously it's a holiday show. A lot of people are going to be dressed up.
Yeah. You should come to Kohl's with me.
People were busting my chops on social media about not wearing holiday attire to our toy drives. I'm like, ease up.
Well, I mean, it's what we always do. It's weird that you weren't wearing anything.
I did, none of this stuff fit me, and I wasn't going to go buy new stuff. So
yeah, I only have four holiday shirts, so and we do two a weekend normally, like one Saturday, one Sunday. So I'll just rotate them throughout the entire...
I have boxes of shit.
I have three.
I carry an entire bag full of stuff in my car during these things.
Yeah, I have four.
So I have you buy them after Christmas when they're all on sale.
Yeah.
And then you can have some for next year and something new, and it's not the same thing every year.
I'm out collecting toys. Don't bust my chops because I'm not wearing a festive color. That was kind of crappy.
Someone also, when they were giving you shit about the Chicago Cubs hat, someone said you should have said the C was for Charlestown.
And, oh, yes.
And I was like, fuck, that was good.
No, C was for Christmas, Dan. Come on. So anyway, all right. Well, I think that's it then, right?
Yeah. A
few difficulties getting through the podcast, but we made it.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.